Some of you will already be feeling a little bit uncomfortable because you're sitting in the wrong place. For those of you who haven't moved, I'm going to ask you if you'd put your hands on your head. Depending on our activity, it's not unusual to encounter someone who's homeless. This morning, which is a fortnight after Homelessness Sunday, and it's also Church Action on Poverty Sunday, the youth group are encouraging us to be aware of the cause and effect of homelessness. I'll let you put your hands on your shoulders. It's also Transfiguration Sunday. While we haven't heard the gospel story retelling the experience of the disciples as they share in the encounter of Jesus with Moses and Elijah, our psalm and the poem that we heard offer an opportunity to explore our understanding of feeling safe and secure and our feelings of helplessness and inexperience when we are faced with those whose lives appear to be so different from our own. The poem we heard this morning speaks of the anger and the frustration that feeling helpless about the situation can cause, but it also invites the listeners to consider how they would change and get involved. You can put them at your waists now. Using our imaginations, we're going to hear the words of the psalm with those who find themselves out on the streets. But first of all, I'm going to ask you to listen for the voices of the homeless.
I am homeless. I had to leave the family home after a beating.
I am homeless. I moved out of care where all the decisions were made for me, and now I'm faced with life on my own.
I am homeless. I've lost my job and stable family, and I turned to alcohol. Now I'm sleeping rough.
Thinking of one or all of those people, let's listen again to the words of the psalm. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Never, let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress, to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. When you contrast the voices that you heard of those who are homeless with the psalm, did you hear any of the words differently? What words or phrases stood out for you? Shame? Listen to me. Save me. Be a refuge, a fortress. Rescue me. Wicked, unjust, cruel. What we don't hear in the six verses we read today is that these are the words of an older man. In later verses, the psalmist speaks of his old age, of his greying hairs. It's a psalm composed in the midst of a crisis while seeking out an affirmation of long-held faith. We're not offered an insight into the crisis. He never says what the problem is, but we understand crises because we ourselves face crises. Let's listen again for the voices of the homeless.
What's my crisis? The daily search for safety, warmth, and shelter is a reality, not a story in a book.
What's my crisis? The shame I feel means I cannot tell my closest relatives where I find bed each night.
What's my crisis? The grasp of the unjust and the cruel is found in the fist of the moneylender.
What's my crisis? It doesn't matter how many blankets I'm given. I'm longing to feel the warmth and comfort I once had in my mother's womb.
Whatever it is that the psalmist is finding challenging to his life, he still finds a place to affirm his faith in God. These opening verses of Psalm 71 issue an appeal for God's help, but they do so with the recognition of the presence of God through the changing stages of life, from before birth to the most recent of days. In the times in our own lives that are difficult and distressing, we share that tightrope walk between assurance and doubt. But many of us also know that it's often in the most difficult of situations that we have felt the closest to God. Homeless shelters across Scotland and across the United Kingdom offer chaplaincy services. And that includes places and spaces for those who feel they no longer fit within a home or a church. A place and a space to experience worship and pastoral care. At times when people feel at their lowest ebb, whether they have faith or not, people are assured that God has a place and a space for them to encounter the heart of God, the love of God. While they might be abandoned within their circumstances, the practice of the Christian faith and experience offers the assurance that they have not been abandoned by God. How did you feel as you sat with your hands on your head? How do you feel sitting in places that you don't normally sit in? Have you felt daft? Uncomfortable? Wondering if people are looking at you? Excluded? Shame? I know that hands on the head and moving you seems like a daft experience. But in doing these things, it reminds us of the feelings that people have when they are put into real situations that they struggle with. This morning is Transfiguration Sunday, a morning when disciples experienced the changing face of Jesus and recognized who he was. If we are to experience transfiguration, then we need to experience that changing face of Jesus Christ in our lives. Recognize who he really is and where he really might be. And step out with the hands of Christ to touch the lives of others. Amen.